What's up, good people? This is your host, Neil Real, and this is the Apostate Apple Broadcast. Today, I'm talking about how the Bible destroys self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-love. Okay, I've alluded to this in previous broadcasts, but now I'm really talking about it. And I found at least 30 scriptures. I'm sure there's more. But they take direct shots at who you are as a person, your esteem and confidence and love for yourself. So this is going to be a dive into those scriptures. But before we do that, talking about self-esteem and how the Bible will lower your self-esteem. First of all, let me just explain why self-esteem is so important. This is an article from verywellmind.com. It says, having healthy self-esteem can influence your motivation, your mental well-being, and your overall quality of life. However, having self-esteem that is either too high or too low can be problematic. Here are the reasons why self-esteem is important. Self-esteem impacts your decision-making process, your relationships, your emotional health, your overall well-being. It also influences motivation, as people with healthy, positive view of themselves understand their potential and may feel inspired to take on new challenges. And this is very important. If you want to win in life, you need to have high self-esteem. So here's four key characteristics of healthy self-esteem. A firm understanding of one's skills. Number two, the ability to maintain healthy relationships with others as a result of having a healthy relationship with one's self. Very important. If you ain't got a good relationship with yourself, you cannot maintain good relationships with other people. Right? Number three, realistic and appropriate personal expectations. And it says number four here, an understanding of one's needs and the ability to express those needs. Once again, very important. He goes on to say here, people with low self-esteem tend to feel less sure of their abilities and may doubt their decision-making process. They may not feel motivated to try novel things because they don't believe they can reach their goals. Those with low self-esteem may have issues with relationships and expressing their needs. They may also experience low levels of confidence and feel unlovable and unworthy. I'm not going to get into the rest of this article here. That ain't the point here. But I wanted to show you how the Bible kind of takes a shot at all of that with a few scriptures here. Here's a good one. Galatians chapter 6, verses 3. It says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. So what the hell are you doing thinking you are something when you are not? You are deceiving yourselves. So anybody has a thought that, hey, I'm great. I'm an awesome person. I'm good. No, what are you doing? You are deceiving yourself. You see a shot at that? They want to keep your mindset humble. Now, a lot of people say yeah, they don't like people bragging. They don't like people boasting. And we get that. But we need to all think of ourselves as something. All right? That's normal self-esteem, okay? Here's another one, Romans chapter 12, verses 16. It says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Now, I get this passage, but they're associating pride with being conceited. That's my issue here. So be willing to associate with people low position. So I get this. So say, for instance, you are an attorney and you see a janitor cleaning out the toilets or whatever. You don't speak to him. You don't deal with them because he feel like, well, I make more money than them. I'm better than them. That's the problem right there. And that's not really pride there. That's arrogance. Okay. When you think you better than them and above them and they don't deserve your respect or something like that. So some would say, yeah, the Bible is saying don't be arrogant, but it also takes a shot at your esteem, meaning that you can't even have basic self-esteem. Let me show you what pride is, because they keep constantly, the word pride is often used in the Bible as a sin. We also know that that's one of the seven deadly sins, but let me show you what pride is. It's a sense of one's own proper dignity or value, self-respect, pleasure or satisfaction taken in an achievement, possession, or association. All right. So there's nothing negative about that. There's nothing negative about those two definitions of pride. All right. Now, arrogance goes further than that. So it's like, yeah, I feel good about myself, but everybody else ain't shit around me. You know what I'm saying? I'm better than these people out here. You feel me? That's the type of shit that nobody likes that. And that's what I would call immoral. Let me see another passage here. Here's James chapter 4, verses 6. It says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Okay? So once again, basic proper dignity for yourself, value for yourself, self-respect. God don't like that. He don't want you to have that. Okay? Just to have pride is a sin against God. He says he opposes the proud. Those who feel good about themselves, he has a problem with those people. And so everybody, especially myself, I'm considered a proud person now because I don't want to get down with God, or I take pride in my abilities. I'm a web developer, I'm an artist, a graphic designer. I got skills. I take dignity in that. I take dignity and pride in my appearance. But somehow I'm a bad person because of that. And see, what you'll see as I can keep going on here throughout this series is what they want to do, this spirit of religion, it wants to tear you down as a person. They don't want you to feel good about yourself. They want that feeling of good to come from that religion. Here's some more shots at your self-esteem. Psalms 51:5. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. There you go again, taking a shot at me. I'm a sinful person from birth. And what this does to people, as I mentioned before, that it destroys your self-esteem. You start to look low in yourself and you don't see yourself as valuable and all that good stuff. The Bible talks about being meek. It constantly tells people to be meek. What is meekness? Let's look that up. What does that mean? Showing patience and humility, gentle, easily imposed on, submissive. I don't like that second definition right there. To be easily imposed on and submissive. Okay. And you see here that you say showing patience and humility, gentle. God wants these weak ass motherfuckers. That's what he wants you to be. You're gentle. You're just easily imposed upon. Be submissive. And that's what he wants. He wants people like that. This is what this book is telling you to be. And we know that the God of the Bible doesn't exist. They can't prove his existence. It's really a bunch of men using this book to control you and to suppress you. And they're saying, look, you need to be this way so that we can mold you, that we can control you. We don't want people who think for themselves, who have high self-esteem and feel good about themselves. We want a bunch of low self-esteem having motherfuckers. That's what we want. Weak ass, beat down people. That's the people we need so we can mold them. I read all this and followed it. And I was a meek person. I was patient. I was humble. I was gentle. And it didn't get me that far. Easily imposed on is the second definition here. Submissive. You know, women don't like that word. I don't like that word. And we'll talk about that too. Like, you know, women ain't had no business submitting to a man that they don't want to submit to. Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. So once again, what are the meek? People that show patience and humility, which is the opposite of pride. So they want you to be less than who you are and then be easily imposed on and submissive. Those are the people that will inherit the earth. And we know that there is no afterlife. There is not going to be judgment from God or anything like that. So anybody being meek is pretty much going to have a problem on this earth. They're going to get pushed around, they get disrespected, and then they're going to die and not wake up into heaven. They just won't have anything. So you'll have a miserable existence trying to follow this Bible. And once again, I was a person doing that. I was following that. Let's keep going here. 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. This is another one that it gets to me, and that's why I'm so against this Bible right now. At least the interpretation, how it's given to the people. First Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11 says, I just want to hone in on that last sentence. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. This is constant thing throughout the scriptures where you got to give God the glory for anything you do, anything great happening. All glory be to God. And I remember as a Bible teacher, even when people give me compliments on my wisdom in supposed wisdom in, you know, espousing the scriptures. Oh, man, Neil, I really appreciate you, man. You're really a wise man. And all glory be to God. I would never accept their congrats or praise for my abilities. I would always give glory to God for my skills in web design. I think I would give glory to God. In artistry, all glory be to God. It's like, it's not me, it's him. He's doing this. He gave me this. Everything is about him, not me. When I'm the fucking person that did the shit. But I got to give glory to God. So, you know, this is why I say all glory be to me. When I do something good, I give glory to myself. I pat myself on the back. Good for me. And that supports my self-esteem. Okay? Once again, high self-esteem is feelings of competence. You know, having self-confidence, a feeling of security. You need all these things to be successful in life. But if everything is connected to a God that don't exist, you know, you're kind of fucked up in the game. This is not healthy to your psyche as a person here. But yet the Bible is telling you this is how things should be. All right. Here's another one. They just get worse and worse as we go. John chapter 3, verses 30, it says, I must decrease so he, which is God, can increase. So he's essentially saying, put yourself down and uplift Jesus. Once again, leading to poor self-esteem. See, if you can't pat yourself on the back every time you do something great, which boosts your esteem, you won't have confidence in your abilities going forward as a person. If you keep giving glory to God, who are you? I'm going to keep going. Let me just show you some more of these passages here. When you really study the Bible, you will see how degrading it is to people. Romans chapter 7, verses 24. Oh, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of sin? First of all, rescue? Now I got to be rescued? But I'm a wretched man. That's a negative thing to say about yourself. Once again, all this stuff here, these are negative affirmations that will manifest in your life to where you will be what you say you are about yourself. So as a man thinketh, so he is, which is a proverb from the Bible, but it's also a copy from somewhere else. You see this? You're a wretched person. We read that passage in the past about people struggling with sin and that you're supposed to feel like a wretched person every time you wake up and live because you're such a sinner and you got to constantly go to God for forgiveness. And this is destroying your self-esteem and your pride in yourself. You need to have pride in yourself to be a healthy human being. Here's another passage that just destroys your self-esteem. It just goes against anything that you do good. In Isaiah chapter 64, verses 6, it says, all your good works are like filthy rags to God. Anything you're doing good to him, it just don't compare. He's so much holier than you. You never measure up to him. He's better than you. What you're doing for him is worthless. This is what the Bible teaches. And it's by the grace of God that you're saved. You know, it's the blood of Jesus that saves you, not you. It's about God. It's not about you. You ain't shit. Even on your best day, you ain't shit compared to me. And this is what, you know, this Bible rams into people's minds. So this is why a lot of Christians have low self-esteem. Another one, and this is the final one before we get up out of here. John chapter 15, verses 5 through 6. I'm going to paraphrase it, but it basically says, you can do nothing without Christ. And he talks about, you know, Christ being the vine and you are the branches. And, you know, without the vine, you ain't shit. You're just an extension of him. Once again, he says, you can do nothing without Christ. And I've also heard people say, you know, you are nothing without Christ. And essentially, that's what the Bible teaches as well. He created you. You're an extension of him. Without him, you wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be nothing. So people don't have a lot of high self-esteem when they study and ingest these Bible verses here. Okay. That's all I got for you today. I got more So stay tuned. I have another group of them talking about them, and I'll be talking about self-love and confidence and your autonomy as a person and your mindset. It's the Bible is coming at you in all different kind of ways to tear that down, you know. So stay tuned. I appreciate you for listening to the end. Like, share, subscribe, rate this podcast. Email me at neil@neilreal.com, and have a great day.